Blog Talk Radio.
Go for it. Go. Go for it. Hello and welcome to Go For It, everybody. I am your host, Paul Gann, and for the next hour, we will be talking sports and, of course, having fun. I want all your opinions. I want all your ideas and all your beliefs. And, of course, you will get a heavy dose of my opinions. If you have an opinion, the number to call is 1-646-727-3070. That's 1-646-727-3070. You can listen to the show at blogtalkradio.com. Click on the on-air button at the top of the page and look for the show. Go for it. Also, you can send email messages to the show at goforit.gant@gmail.com. That's goforit.gant@gmail.com. Well, hope everybody had a good day. Now it's time to sit here, sit down, relax, let yourself go, and talk a little sports. We get started with the NBA. Well, the NBA playoffs are in full swing, both in the Eastern Conference and the Western Conference finals. Right now you have Orlando facing Boston tonight, game four. Boston's up 3-0. A lot of people believe the series is over. Yes, no one team in NBA history has come back from 3-0. So history would tell you that the series probably is over. But I'll say this, and I'll say this, it may sound crazy. And you may be thinking I'm holding on to my prediction of Orlando winning this series. If you don't know, if you haven't been listening, I have predicted that Orlando would win this series. I predicted they would win the series in six. Obviously, now it has to be seven since you're down 3-0. But I thought going into the series that Orlando was a team that was primed to take that next step. They were a team who went to the NBA Finals last year, a team who played pretty well in that Finals against the Lakers. They obviously lost the series in five, but it was a competitive five-game series, and it was a couple of those games where they probably could have won and more than likely should have won. But they didn't, and they didn't win the finals, and the Lakers were the champions. But just listen here for a second. If you think about it, I mean, okay, now if Orlando wins tonight, which is not impossible right now. They're up 24-22 in the first quarter. Still early, but they're up two. But if Orlando wins tonight, you figure now they're down 3-1. And so now at that point, you have three more games left. Two, which would be at home for Orlando if they continue to win. So if they win tonight, they would be trailing 3-1. At that point, they go to Orlando. They go back to Orlando. And if they win there, you're talking down 3-2. And, you know, anything is possible at that point. Now you take it back to Boston. If they can steal another one in Boston, which is not impossible, Orlando has a pretty good road record. If they get that done there, then you're talking about a team now. If you take it back to you take it back to Orlando for a game seven, anything is possible. Anything can happen. But, it's more than likely impossible that this will happen. But at the same time, you never know. You just don't know. You don't think they'll get it done. More than likely, they probably won't get it done. But you never know. You just never know. But overall, in this series, and looking at this series, Boston has just been the dominant team. I mean, they've done a great job of running their offense. And you ask yourself, okay, what's the big difference between this year's series and last year's series when these two teams faced in the conference semifinals last year? What's the difference? And, you know, a lot of the differences are, okay, now, well, the main difference is now Kevin Garnett's back in the mix. Last year you didn't have a healthy KG. So without a healthy KG, he's one of the big three. And so with that being said, Rashawn Lewis was able to get off more last year. Now Rashawn Lewis is struggling in this series. He's struggling big time in this series. But before that, he was able to get off. Last year, he was able to get off in the series. But now he's struggling again, and he hasn't been playing well. And I attributed that to KG being back and KG having a big effect on this series. Also, Rondo is playing a lot better this year than he was last year. Rondo is officially taking that next step. He's carving out a legacy for himself here in these playoffs. He had that memorable game against the Cavaliers where he had, about 27 points, 18 boards, another 11, 12 assists. So he's carving out a legacy for himself in these playoffs, and he's taking that next step, so to speak, as an NBA point guard. So give Rondo a lot of credit, and that's a big reason for Boston. And honestly, man, I slept on Boston. I really did. I didn't expect Boston to make this type of run. I really didn't, and I'm surprised. I mean, but in looking, I guess we really can't be surprised because it's a team now, man. With it's a big three, and I think many of us, including myself, wrote off the big three and pretty much didn't believe that they had what it took to repeat. But, again, not repeat necessarily, but to make it back to the finals. But, again, I was wrong. I was wrong. I thought that they had what it took. I didn't think they had it. I thought this was Cleveland's year. I really did. But as it turns out, Cleveland was dispatched by the Celtics. And at that point, I mean, I'm kind of at a loss of words in some respect because I just didn't expect that to happen. And speaking of Cleveland, they fired they fired their head coach Mike Brown. After five seasons, Brown is out as the head coach. I mean, you expected this to happen. I mean, everybody, you're not surprised by him getting fired. You're really not. I mean, he just couldn't get the big one for these boys, Cleveland. He really didn't. You figure you knew it was coming. I mean, after losing last year to Orlando in the conference finals, and then coming back after another 60-win season and losing to Boston in the conference semifinals, you knew it was inevitable. I mean, you knew it was going to happen. And the goal in Cleveland was a championship. And I think anything short of a championship, Mike Brown was going to be out. And that's basically what happened. I mean, 5 years for Mike Brown, and he had one of the highest winning percentages in Cleveland Cavaliers history. He's done everything you can do as a head coach except win a championship. And you're in a results business here, and you got to have results. You got to have results. And Mike Brown, unfortunately, did not get the results. And I mean, I heard Chris Broussard talk about this earlier, and it's kind of funny. You know, and you think that more than likely, if LeBron James wanted Mike Brown there, he would be there. But I think it's obvious that LeBron is on board with this move. Otherwise, the move probably would not have happened. So it's obvious that LeBron James was on board with this move, and it's very obvious that in some respect that change was going to be made at the end of the season. And there's interesting comments from point guard Mo Williams. Mo Williams was quoted as saying, "My question is, who's out there that's better? He's not a bad coach. To fire him, that's making a big statement. After him, you have to get a Hall of Fame coach." And I don't know if a Hall of Fame coach is necessary to get them over the top. I mean, what's obviously necessary for Cleveland, if you're a Cavaliers fan, is you got to sign LeBron James. That's very necessary. And then it doesn't get any more necessary than that. You got to sign LeBron James. From there, at that point, I mean, you got to get, I guess you got to get a little bit more pieces around him. I've said in this on this show numerous times that I felt like that this team was put together to beat the Orlando Magic. And what I mean by that is they added Antoine Jamison. They added Shaquille O'Neal. And I think all of those things, all of those two moves were moves that were centered around stopping and limiting the Orlando Magic. And when that didn't happen, when they didn't play the Magic and had to play the Boston Celtics, they suffered. And on their way to facing the Orlando Magic, they played the Boston Celtics. And unfortunately for them, they ran into a team that was primed and ready to make a return to the finals. And Boston dominated them in that series. And surprising as that was, Boston dominated them in that series. But what more can Mike, a lot of people ask, what more can Mike Brown do as a coach in terms of winning 60 games back-to-back seasons? But I think Mike Brown knows that ultimately you had to win a championship. And if you didn't win that championship, you weren't going to get it done. You weren't going to keep your job. And he does have 1 year left on his contract. He had 1 year left on his contract. But, I mean, it's not surprising. It's just not surprising. And the owner of the Cleveland Cavaliers, Dan Gilbert, was quoted as saying, "After a long and deep analysis of all the factors that led to the disappointing early ends to our playoff runs over the past two seasons, we concluded that it was time for the Cavaliers to move in a different direction. The expectations of this organization are very high, and although change always carries an element of risk, there are times when that risk must be taken in an attempt to break through to a new higher level of accomplishment." Those were the quotes of Dan Gilbert, the owner of the Cleveland Cavaliers. So basically, Danny Gilbert is essentially saying that the reality of it is, if you're not winning the championship, you're not going to stick around in Cleveland. And that's basically what happened to Mike Brown. Also, the Phoenix Suns last night got back, I guess, to their winning ways. They defeated the Lakers 118 to 109, and they cut the series lead to 2-1. Amari Stoudemire had a big, big ball game last night. 42 points, 11 boards. Stevie Nash had another 15 assists. Funny thing, Stevie Nash broke his nose in that game. He will continue to play in this series. He should not miss any time. But give Phoenix a lot of credit. I mean, they came in and they fought and they played well. And the big reason was Amari Stoudemire, those 42 points. I mean, that's a big-time ball game. And you need that from your big-time players. And Amari Stoudemire is a big-time player. And give them a lot of credit, but it's still 2-1. And they got one more game there in Phoenix. So we'll see what the Phoenix can do. I expect the Lakers to win Game 4. And I expect the Lakers to eventually win this series. But you know, let me get your thoughts on the NBA playoffs right now. What do you think will happen? Is it inevitable? Is it going to be a Boston, Los Angeles Lakers finals? Will that happen again? Let me get your thoughts on that. The number to call, 1-646-727-3070. That's 1-646-727-3070. You can listen to the show at blogtalkradio.com. Click on the on-air button at the top of the page and look for the show. Go for it. And also, you can send email messages to the show at goforit.gant@gmail.com. That's goforit.gant@gmail.com. And another interesting story floating around here is coming from the National Football League. And story coming out of Kansas City, star wide receiver, I don't know if you call him a star, but wide receiver Dwayne Bowe, apparently in an interview with ESPN, the magazine, talked about importing females to the team on the road in San Diego. Well, apparently it was a situation back in 2007, his rookie year, where a few of his teammates arranged for women that they met on social networking sites to meet them at a hotel. So Dwayne Bowe and his boys, Bowe decided to import the hoes, I guess, is what you can say here. Dwayne Bowe, he wanted to import some young ladies. He talked about in the magazine and the story, ESPN the magazine story. He said, "You hear stories about groupies hanging out in hotel lobbies, but some of my teammates had it set up where there was a girl in every room. The older guys get on MySpace and Facebook a week before we go to a city. When a pretty one writes back, they arrange to fly her in 3 or 4 days in advance." Wow. Wow. I mean, are you shocked? I mean, are you really shocked? I mean, probably. No, not at all. It's not shocking what Dwayne Bowe is talking about. And it's probably, in a lot of ways, common practice. I mean, Bowe was saying that you hear stories about groupies hanging out in hotel lobbies. So, I mean, it's kind of common practice probably for a lot of these guys to import the young ladies from various parts of the country. You would think they would use, somebody to kind of set these things up instead of them having to do all the dirty work, so to speak, in trying to get these girls to come out. And you wonder why some of these guys do go broke. Sometimes because you're just throwing money around just to fly young ladies into your city, which is not cheap. I mean, you're flying 2, 3, 4 girls into a city. I mean, flight, maybe you fly last minute flight, talk to $300-$400 a flight, round trip. You got a hotel stay and everything. I mean, you talk about $2,000, $3,000, $4,000, or $5,000 maybe. I mean, just for a good time. So, I mean, you know, it's not surprising, but by no means is it surprising. But it's probably something that Dwayne Bowe should have kept to himself. It's probably not something that guys who play for the Chiefs want out there. You know, you probably have some guys who are married, some guys who may have girlfriends or fiancés, and Debo just basically blew up their spot. He basically just blew it up. Dined them all out, basically. Snitched them out, basically. So, I mean, it's not a surprising story. We want to get your thoughts on this story. And are you shocked by this revelation by Dwayne Bowe? Are you shocked that guys are importing the young ladies into their cities, or on the road, I should say, when they're about to play a game. Are you shocked? Are you shocked by Dwayne Bowe's story? The number to call, 1-646-727-3070. That's 1-646-727-3070. And again, you can listen to the show at blogtalkradio.com. Click on the on-air button at the top of the page and look for the show. Go for it under the category of sports. And you can send email messages to the show at goforit.gann@gmail.com. That's goforit.gann@gmail.com. Also, speaking of debt and guys spending a lot of money, got this situation with Eddie Curry, Knicks center. Apparently, Eddie Curry defaulted on a $570,000 personal loan. The funny part about it is, if you read the stuff that he had to do to keep up the lifestyle that he wanted to live, you would see why athletes go broke. Take a listen here. He paid $17,000 a month for his home in suburban New York, another $6,000 a month per personal chef, and apparently he bought cars for himself and relatives, according to the judge in this case. It's crazy. It's crazy. I mean, this is a guy who earned $10.5 million this past season and is scheduled to make another $11 million next year. Jeez, I mean, you look at his bills. I mean, he's talking about he's paying more than $1,000 a month in cable and satellite TV services. Jeez, I mean, Eddie, what's going on here, man? I mean, making all this money, and then as fast as you're making it, you're sending it out and giving it away. You're just giving it away, man. And this is a guy who's had struggles with finances. I mean, there was talk about earlier in his career when he was working on his rookie contract, the struggles that he was having financially. And so it's not, in some respect, I guess it's not really a surprise, but it's a guy who did come into school, who did come into the NBA straight from college. I mean, straight from high school. This is a guy who came to the NBA straight from high school. And so you wonder if it was just a little too much, a little too soon. You wonder if that really was the case. But it's a guy who, in some respect, is probably struggling with making that transition. Is struggling to make that transition from high school to the NBA. But you feel sorry for the guy because he's making all this money. He's making all this money. And he's just blowing it on stupidness. And he's giving money, apparently, to his family, various members of his family. So it's like, Eddie, I mean, you gotta take care of yourself, man, and you gotta watch who you're giving your money to, watch what you're doing with your money. You gotta do all these things, man. You ain't gonna be able to play basketball forever, and the way you're struggling these past few years, you might not have much time left in this league, Eddie. Eddie, you made way too much money. I mean, you're a guy who signed, I believe, a $60 million contract, $60 plus million contract, a few years back. And now, Eddie, you're having issues with debt and defaulting on personal loans and things of that nature. I mean, you gotta come on, Eddie. Come on, Eddie. You gotta get this right. And you hope that this guy, I mean, he's got another $11 million coming to him next season, but you just don't know what he's going to do with his money. And you just hope that the guy, again, gets this thing right financially. And you hope that he'll understand that this stuff and his money does not last forever. It doesn't last forever. And Eddie, you got to realize that, because at some point, you will eventually have to retire. Can't play this game forever. And you hope, in the midst of retiring, that you have set aside the necessary cash so you will have a successful and decent afterlife, so to speak. You hope, but, I mean, judging by his history and judging by some of the things I read here, not looking good for you, Eddie. Not looking good. But you hope that, again, you hope that Eddie can get this right. Also, you got the Philadelphia Flyers up 3-1, the best of 7 series against the Montreal Canadiens, up 3-2 right now in the third period of their game, game five, here in Philadelphia. Man, I mean, is this a team of destiny or what? I mean, down 3-0. Down 3-0 against the Boston Bruins in the last round. And they somehow, some way, scratched, clawed, and fought their way to winning that series. They scratched, they clawed, and they fought. And they got it done. And you got to give them a lot of credit. And now it looks like they're like I said, they're up 3-1 against the Canadiens. They're up 3-2 against the Canadiens. And in the third period, with 4 minutes to go in that third period. So it looks like the Flyers may do the impossible. They may do the impossible, and you figure that it's you just let's just go back right now and look at how the Flyers got to this point, and we can see how amazing the story is, and it may lead us to say that maybe the Flyers are like Beyonce, Kelly, and Michelle, Destiny's Child. Maybe they are Destiny's Child. I mean, let's start. I mean, last game of the season, shootout against the New York Rangers. They got it done there. If they win, they're in. Lose, and they're out. They won. They got into the playoffs as the 7th seed. And then you go to the second round of the playoffs, and they go up against the Boston Bruins, down 3-0. 3-0. They fought back, down 3-0 in game 7 of that series. Think about it. They were down 3-0. They fought back and forced a game 7. They were down 3-0 in game 7. And then they found a way to come back from 3-0, down 3 in game 7 on the road. They come back to win and score 4 consecutive goals, and they win the fun. They win that series. And then they go up against a Montreal Canadiens team, who is the eighth seed. So they have home ice advantage in game set in this series that they're in now. And they're up 3-1. They're up 3-2 in this third period. A little bit over 3 minutes to go. And they're about to do the impossible. A few months ago, you thought this was impossible. A few weeks ago, you thought this was impossible. You thought this was impossible. Everybody thought it was impossible. But they somehow, they some way, scratched, they clawed, they fought, and now they're on the verge of possibly going to the Stanley Cup Finals. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. Let me get your thoughts on that. Do you believe in destiny? Is this Philadelphia Flyers team a team of destiny? Are they a team of destiny? The number to call, 1-646-727-3070. That's 1-646-727-3070. And again, you can listen to the show at blogtalkradio.com. Click on the on-air button at the top of the page and look for the show Go Forward under the category of sports. And you can send email messages to the show at goforward.gan@gmail.com. That's goforward.gan@gmail.com. We're talking Flyers hockey. Are they a team of destiny? After being down 3-0 against nothing against the Bruins, after winning on a shootout and getting to the playoffs on a shootout, after being down 3-0 against the Boston Bruins in the playoffs, after being down 3-0 in Game 7 against the Boston Bruins, are they Destiny's Child? Are they a team of destiny? Also, Dwayne Bowe and his situation in Kansas City. Are you surprised? Are you really surprised that guys are importing ladies into the city that they're in? Are you surprised? I'm not. No one's really surprised. I don't think anybody's really surprised that guys are doing that. It's probably par for the course for that matter, and it's not surprising. But we want to get your thoughts on that. And also the NBA playoffs. Phoenix is down 2-1 against the Lakers after winning last night. Mari Stoudemire, big game, 42 points, 11 boards. And also right now, the Celtics are facing the Magic. Game 4, Boston's looking for the sweep. Right now, the Magic are up 7 in the second quarter. I outlined and laid out and believe. Now, this may sound crazy, but I believe and still believe that the Orlando Magic will win this series. You might say I'm crazy. You might ask what I'm smoking. But I think the Orlando Magic will win this series, and I based it on this. I'll base it on this. All Orlando, if you think about it, they win tonight. 2 out of the next 3 games, if they can continue to win, will be at home. And this is a team with a very good home record. So you figure, if they can win tonight, 2 out of the next 3 games are home. So it's not impossible for them to win. It's not impossible. It's not impossible at all. And this is a team who were 24-7 at home. Excuse me, 34-7 at home. 34-7 at home. And you know, this is a team who definitely has done a good job of defending their home court. And it's a team who's 25-16 on the road. So this is a team who can plays well definitely at home, and is a team who's very good on the road. So this series, I know it's 3-0. I know no team has ever come back from 3-0. But this is a team, I think, the way having home court advantage in this series, this is a team who possibly can get this done and who can make history and come back from 3-0. I think they can do it. I think they can do it, and I think the crowd thinks they can do it. All right, enough of the cheering. They get the message. They can get it done. They will get it done. You'll see. You'll see. You will see. And when they do, I'll just sit here and say, I told you so. I told you that this would happen. Also today, the Philadelphia 76ers have hired a new coach, and no other than Doug Collins. And this was something that had been speculated for weeks. Collins, a one-time 76ers coach. I'm not coach, 76ers player, and announcer for many years for TNT. Also a coach, he coached in Chicago. Coached in Detroit, and he also last coached in Washington. We'll see what happens here. I mean, it's a Sixer team that unfortunately has suffered, had a very bad year under Eddie Jordan. Didn't play well at all. They didn't adjust to the Princeton offense brought in by Eddie Jordan, and it was a team that really regressed. I mean, coming into this year, they had made the playoffs the past two seasons. I personally don't think they should have fired Mo Cheeks when they did, but they fired him anyway. But, I mean, Doug Collins is a proven winner. He's a guy who focuses on defense and preaches defense and hard work. And he's a guy who I think is up for the job, and we'll see. We'll see what Collins can do. I mean, he has a roster right now. He's got some talent on their roster, and Iguodala and Thaddeus Young, and you got Elton Brand still. You got Drew Holiday, the rookie. You got some talent here. I mean, this is a team that I think they're going to have to make some moves. They did get the number 2 pick this upcoming NBA draft. So we'll see where they go there. But I mean, you wonder who they're going to pick in this draft. Maybe you're saying it's going to be Evan Turner. We'll see what happens. And some wonder if they're going to. There was speculation. I read somewhere where they were possibly thinking about trading that number 2 pick. So we'll see what happens. It's so early. Of course, you're going to have a lot of speculation coming up to this draft. But we'll see what the Sixers do here. But they did hire Doug Collins. And we'll see if Doug Collins is ready and then ready to go. I mean, he's definitely going to be missed on the broadcast, on the television side. He's definitely going to be missed. He's a great, great announcer. And I enjoyed his work, and many have enjoyed his work on Turner for these past few years, and before that on NBC. And so you definitely enjoyed him. But now Doug has a big challenge here. He definitely has a big challenge. And deciding what he wants to do with this franchise, you wonder what's going to happen. I mean, Sam Dallenberg, he becomes marketable with his contract coming up at the end of the year. So he's basically has 1 year left, so that's an expiring contract that you possibly can unload and maybe get some talent. you wonder what they're going to do with Elton Brand. Brand has definitely not lived up to his big-time contract that he signed 2 seasons ago, banged up the past few years, and he just didn't have that fit with this ball club. I mean, I heard Doug Collins today on the interviews talking about he believes that Andre Iguodala is a 3. He believes that Thad Young is an undersized 4. So you wonder what they're going to do with Elton Brand. Well, with that being said, I mean, you have, I mean, does Thad come off the bench, or do you try to package? I mean, Brand is definitely, his contract is, it's going to be a tough one to move, but do you try to package that pick with the, package that bad contract with the number two pick and see what's out there? I mean, that also could be an option. See, I mean, the Sixers do have an option. They do have some things maybe they can do, and getting that number two pick definitely helps their situation. So you want to, it should be interesting to see what we'll see what happens with the Sixers and Doug Collins being in the fold. But I mean, you'll see what happens. I mean, I mean, being a big Sixers fan myself, I hope that they can get this thing right. And then you hope they can turn this around. This is a historical franchise. It's a franchise who has not really done anything since 2001 when they had that magical run when Allen Iverson got them to the NBA Finals. So, I mean, from there, it's been downhill since then. You hope now with Doug Collins in the fold that things can change and that he will change the culture here in Philadelphia, and that the Sixers will get back to their winning ways. Also, I mean, and speaking of that trade, I'm reading off something off Dime Magazine, speculation where the Sixers would, well, actually, this is not really speculation. This is just what they believe would be a good trade for the Sixers. And they had actually Brand in the number second pick going to Indiana for Dunleavy Jr., Jeff Foster, and Brandon Rush, and a 10th pick in the 2010 NBA draft. Again, this is, you know, speculation. This is speculation, and because there's a lot of people saying that the Sixers are open to trading that number two pick. So you want to see what happens there, and it should be very interesting to see what will happen in that particular situation. And we do have an email. We have Phil from Dallas, Texas. Phil writes that he's happy that the Sixers, the Philadelphia 76ers, have brought in Doug Collins as their coach. Phil also writes that he hopes that the Sixers will eventually get back on track. Thank you, Phil, for your email. Continue to email the show at goforward.gan@gmail.com. That's goforward.gan@gmail.com. But, you know, Phil, I mean, I said it before, you hope that he can get this thing right, because Philadelphia is a great basketball town, and you hope, man, that these guys can get it back on track. You hope that they can get it on track, and man, I just really would like to see the Sixers get it done again. I mean, when the year that Allen Iverson and those boys got to the NBA final, the city was buzzing. The city was buzzing. And the city of Philadelphia may be buzzing again they're buzzing definitely because the Philadelphia Flyers have made it to the Stanley Cup Finals. Who knew? Who knew? Who knew that this would happen? Destiny, I tell you. These boys are Destiny's child. They're Destiny's child. I mean, it's a done deal. Philadelphia is a done deal. They're going to get to the Stanley. They're in the Stanley Cup Finals, and they will win the Stanley Cup Finals. They're Destiny. It's Destiny's child. They are Destiny's child. The Flyers broke the curse. I mean, not the Flyers. the Phillies broke the curse a few years back. And now, the Flyers will continue to get it done and win the Stanley Cup Finals. You'll see. You'll see. You'll see. Wow, can you believe it? After all the things that they've been through, after winning and getting to the playoffs on a shootout on the last day of the regular season, after being down 3-0 against the Boston Bruins in the semifinals, after being down 3-0 in Game 7 on the road against the Boston Bruins and winning, you have to say that the Philadelphia Flyers are Destiny's Child. Can you believe it? Can you believe it? It's unreal. It's unreal how these things happen. You don't come back from 3-0. You don't come back from 3-0. But they've done it. They come back from 3-0 against Boston, and now they're in the Stanley Cup Finals. Unbelievable. The Philadelphia Flyers are in the Stanley Cup Finals. I'm saying it, and I can't believe it. I'm saying it, and I still can't believe it. So we'll see what happens, but I think they will get it done. And speaking of the impossible and the unthinkable, right now the Orlando Magic are leading the Boston Celtics 49-43 in the second quarter. If you haven't been listening, I made a prediction that the Magic will still win that series. They will be the first team in NBA history to come back from 3-0. They'll do it. And I'll lay it out to you again. I'll lay it out to you one more time so you can understand the mess, to understand why I'm saying what I'm saying. They win tonight. They're down 3-1. Okay, now they go to Orlando. 34-7 at home. They defend their home court for the most part. Now they win game 5. Now they're down to 3-2. The momentum's on their side at this point. They had the momentum on their side, being down 3-2. So they go back to Boston, and they take game 6. And then, with all this momentum, they bring it back to Orlando, and they win game 7 to pull off the unthinkable. The unthinkable, the impossible. Coming back from 3-0. It has never been done. It has never been done until now. You'll see. You will see. And it's going to be amazing. It's going to be amazing when that happens. And you'll see. And everybody will say, wow, that Paul Gant, he knows his stuff. They'll say it. They're going to have to say it. They're going to have to say how much stuff I know now after I made this bold, the unthinkable opinion and prediction. And, wow. Who knew? First the Flyers, and next will be the Orlando Magic, who will come back from 3-0 in its Eastern Conference Finals, and who will get to the NBA Finals, as I predicted. Let me get your thoughts and number to call, 1-646-727-3070. That's 1-646-727-3070. And again, you can listen to the show at blogtalkradio.com. Click on the On Air button at the top of the page and look for the show. Go for it under the category of sports. And again, you can send email messages to the show at goforward.gan@gmail.com. That's goforward.gan@gmail.com. We have another email message. This is Chris from San Antonio. Chris writes, Paul, you are off your rocker. For you to predict that the Orlando Magic will come back from 3-0 against the Boston Celtics team who has been playing amazing is crazy. There's no way it's going to happen, Paul. And after it doesn't happen, I'll be the first one to call you a dope. Okay, thanks, Chris. Thank you for your emails. Continue to email the show at goforward.gan@gmail.com. But, Chris, you're not going to be calling me a dope after this is done. You're going to be calling me a genius. You're going to be calling me the man. You're going to be calling me amazing. You're going to be calling me all these beautiful things, Chris, after Orlando Magic come back and win the series. A lot of people think it's crazy. Chris, I know it sounds crazy. But at one point, Chris, the world was flat, according to some people. And it sounded crazy to a lot of people that now that the world is round. You know what I mean, Chris? So, this is not impossible, Chris. And this will happen. You shall see that it will happen. And now we have another email. This is Paul from Orlando. Paul, I believe that you're right. I believe that the Magic will get it done. And I believe that the Orlando Magic will get to the NBA Finals. Impossible? Yes. Unthinkable? Yes. But will it happen? Yes. And Paul, thank you for your email. That's Paul from Orlando. Thank you for your email, Paul. Paul, it is impossible. It is unthinkable. But it will happen. Think big. Dream. Dream. It will happen. And when it does, we're going to sit here, Paul from Orlando, and Paul from Go For It on blogtalkradio.com. We'll sit here and say, we told you so. We'll sit here and say, we told you so. And you'll see. You shall see. And speaking of which, the Orlando Magic are up 451-47 at the half. One more half for Orlando to start their quest to win this series. Down 3-0. I expect them to do the impossible. I expect them to do the impossible. Also, the Super Bowl, see what happens. They're about to vote on where the Super Bowl will be held. And, interesting situation there. You have the Jets and the Giants opening up their new stadium. And they're vying for the Super Bowl 2014. So we'll see what happens. I mean, usually the Super Bowl is played in warm weather series. Usually the Super Bowl, I can't even speak right now. Usually the Super Bowl is played in warm weather cities. Cities such as California, states such as California, I should say. You have Los Angeles out there. you have Miami. It's usually played in Miami. All those warm weather cities. And will they move it to New York and possibly have it in a city where it is cold in wintertime? will they do it? I mean, it should be interesting. I almost think they should do it. I mean, it's New York City. I mean, the other cities that are up, you have Tampa Bay, Tampa, you got South Florida. You got other cities in the mix, but it's time for the NFL to bring it to New York. I mean, what better place to bring it to than New York City? It'd be good. I think it'd be great. I mean, the Super Bowl is a big game, and they don't necessarily need New York City they don't need New York City to gain more buzz. They don't need it. But I think it'll be interesting. I think it'll be fun. And it may add another element to the game. And we'll see what happens. I think it's going to get done. I really do. I really do think it's going to get done. And you hope it does. You really do. It would be fun. It would be very fun to see what happens if the Super Bowl is played in a cold weather city in the wintertime. And again, the Super Bowl is usually played in warm weather cities. Miami, Tampa, you had Jacksonville. You have cities that where it's warm. And that's where the Super Bowl is usually played. So now this is going to be interesting. This should be interesting. But again, the NFL doesn't necessarily need New York City to promote the game and to increase viewership or increase anything. The Super Bowl is a holiday in itself, and the Super Bowl doesn't need much more than it already has. So we'll see what happens. We'll definitely see what happens. And again, it is something I hope that does happen, and it should be interesting. It may add another element to the game. But we'll see what happens there. About three minutes left in the show. It's been a nice show, jam-packed show. Tried to get a lot in today. Tried to talk about a lot. Got a few email messages. We appreciate that. And you can send email messages to goforward.gann@gmail.com. That's goforward.gann@gmail.com. Continue to send the messages there. And continue to listen to the show on blogtalkradio.com. And the show is under the category of sports, and the show is called Go For It. A lot of interesting things to come play out in the next few weeks. Got, of course, the big prediction, or the Orlando Magic getting to the NBA Finals after being down 3-0 against the Boston Celtics. You'll see. It will happen. You will be amazed. You will be surprised. You will be shocked. But at the end of the day, it will happen. It will get done. You shall and will see. And when it does, you'll come back and you'll listen. And I'll say to all of you, I told you so. I'll tell you all, that I told you so. And I told you that something like this would happen. The impossible will happen. All right. Continue to listen to this show. Go for it at blogtalkradio.com. So continue to support this show and other shows on blogtalkradio.com. And again, continue to send email messages to goforit.gann@gmail.com. That's goforit.gann@gmail.com. And we want to thank everybody who listened today. We want to thank everybody who sent email messages to the show. And continue to listen. I'll be here talking sports, having fun, laughing, and just having a good spanking old time. Good old time. And so continue to listen to this show. Continue to support the show. And there's no me without you. So again, thank you for calling. Thank you for listening. And thank you for listening to Go For It on blogtalkradio.com. Have a great day. Have a great night. Have a great week. Bye. 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 Have a nice day.